Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Revenue Podcast. I'm your host, Kara French. We are here today talking with Billing Platform Chief Strategy Officer and co-founder Nathan Shin about all things AI. Nathan, we're so glad to have you with us again as a repeat guest. Thanks for coming back on the podcast.
My pleasure.
Yeah, it's great to have you. So I know we've got probably the biggest buzzword topic today, which is AI. Obviously, it's everywhere. It's, you know, any Google search will tell you AI is just the sort of, everyone's talking about it as the next big thing that's coming along. But I think people don't realize AI is a part of their day-to-day life already, right? I mean, I know there's a wide variety of thought on AI, everything from fear to just extreme excitement about what's coming next. So can you tell us a little bit about your definition of AI and how we're already just sort of seeing it in our day-to-day life and maybe we don't even realize it?
Yeah, I mean, AI has been around for a long time. You've got AI integrated into your spam detection in your email. So you're using it in your email all the time. You've got AI incorporated into your search engines constantly. Machine learning algorithms are working hard to make your searches better and better and better and to understand what you're asking it through large language models. You've got artificial intelligence, of course, in, you know, some obvious examples like autonomous driving, right, where you got the cars that can drive themselves, and in just a number of different areas, and it's been around for quite a while. So
right. I think let's think about some of the positive things. There's always negatives to everything, but to my mind, from a business standpoint, there's so much that can be done with AI that's just genuinely really exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, just like in all software, it really kind of changes the world that you live in. I mean, if you think about smartphones today and then wind back the clock 10, 15 years, not really that long, before cell phones and smartphones, think about how everybody's life is kind of centered around their phones today. I mean, for better or for worse. So any kind of new technology, the internet, huge.
Sure.
With the internet, before the internet, probably a lot of people listening to this podcast are like, well, they're used to not be an internet. But
I promise there was life before the internet.
But
I'm
before the
old,
internet,
Nathan.
I just think about everything you do is online. So that technological breakthrough just kind of forms, I mean, it forms whole cultures. There's whole cultures around everybody being connected with social media and everything else that's done online. It's a completely different world, and artificial intelligence is no different. It's just another software breakthrough that's making a lot of things possible and a lot of things easier.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
if you
what
look
I was
at
thinking more about the benefits. It's like the practical applications to your business. I mean, AI implemented correctly is going to save time, money, effort. It's a real positive.
That's absolutely right. So, I mean, really, you can harness AI to take on, and software has been doing this for ages, like I said before, but to take on some of the tedium and some of the time-consuming tasks that you would normally do manually, or sifting through a lot of data, things like, you know, alerts that are detecting anomalies, let's say, in your invoicing process. I'll get into billing. You know, you're detecting anomalies where there's trends that don't look that, or there's outside information that doesn't match the trends, and it also doesn't match, to use the artificial intelligence, it doesn't match other factors like seasonality or other things that might be there. Before, you'd have to work really hard to try to find those or write a report and then actually look at the report to understand the data and identify yourself the anomaly. So the difference between reporting and AI is, in reporting, you're asking for a lot of data and you're drawing conclusions. With artificial intelligence, you're just asking for the conclusion, right? So
right.
You can see how that's kind of a big productivity boost, because it takes away a really huge time-consuming activity in the center of things, and just it fast forwards you right to your results.
It sounds like with AI, you're using that to sort of fill, like you said, fill the gaps in and essentially make better predictions for the future. I mean, in terms of your business and growth and things like that as well.
Sure. So there's two main areas of artificial intelligence. There's machine learning that's applied to predictive analytics. So you're using a model to churn through a tremendous amount of data to identify patterns, and then based on those patterns, make predictions with some parameters that you might feed it just based on all of the things in the past. So that's called machine learning, and predictive capability is built into a lot of things that are AI, like even the large language models are really just highly fine-tuned predictions about what word should come next, what should be a relevant answer to a particular question, and then it's simulating language at the end of the day.
Right.
Then there's generative AI. Generative AI is like it sounds, it generates things, it'll create things. So you can use generative AI to create and publish documents. You can use generative AI in our case to do all kinds of stuff. Because as we've probably said before, we've got this mysterious metadata model. All it means is that everything in the application is understood to the application using
okay.
data. So there's data describing every element of our application. So the way we can harness generative AI is for you and large language models is for you to be able to actually ask the AI for application enhancements to the system. So let's say you need a workflow that notifies all customers that are over 30 days past due, you know, reminding them to pay their bill. And you don't want to go in and learn the system, write a workflow, and do all of that. You just want that workflow. And so you ask the AI. The AI has been trained on our metadata model, and it will produce what is necessary to implement that requirement without you having to do anything.
Oh, so that's great. So you don't have to have any sort of back-end knowledge. There's no right. It's just a quick ask and go.
That's right.
Wow.
That's right. And when it comes to big enterprise systems, you know, with great knowledge or great power comes great responsibility. This is incredibly powerful. So,
yeah.
You know, you might want to think through what you're doing before you actually do it. But yes, I mean, it has that potential to just take over and give you tremendous amount of value with very little effort.
So if we're talking about at an enterprise level, we're talking about great power, great responsibility, but are there some smaller ways just on managing like special use cases and stuff that AI comes into play there as well?
So again, there's just a tremendous amount of tools that you can use. Like for example, we have our AI Copilot that we're coming out with. And really the Copilot is there to help you find records in the system just by asking for them. Find information about how to use things in the system. So it's telling you, let's say it's aware of where you are in the system, and you simply just have to say, you know, how do I use this? Or where do I go to manage invoices? It'll help you navigate to places in the app without you having to learn the navigation. Similar to navigation programs that tell you how to get to, you know, your restaurant, you know, by the address. As you're in our app and you have our little Copilot open, there isn't really any limitation to how you can use the app because you have the knowledge just based on asking for it. So in other words, you no longer do you have to go outside of the system to find help and then search for that help separately. Or if you're just looking for information, maybe just based on scenarios. You don't have to know what to search for. You just have to know what you want. You ask for that thing like, hey, I'd like to see all of the unallocated payments for last year.
Yeah.
You know, if they're last year's unallocated payments, we've got a real big problem, you know? But you don't know how
yes.
to get that information out of the system necessarily. But all you have to do in this case with your co-pilot is just ask the co-pilot, and it'll show you all of those records and allow you to click through and get to them. So if you think about it,
Oh, go ahead.
just
Sorry,
these
Nathan.
kind of, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that's really sort of from there's so much, training and personnel that just creates more freedom for whoever is working within our application.
Right. So if a customer asks you a question and you're brand new to the system, you can find their information right away just by asking. If you have an executive who needs information right away about, revenue or any of your predictive analytics, in this day and age with AI, it's not even necessary to have any kind of technical knowledge about that. About the system itself, you can just focus on the the technical knowledge of your industry or your business or of, your discipline. In this case, maybe it's finance and accounting,
Right. Is there anything that's, using AI in the future that you could see sort of trends or sort of where the industry, the billing industry is going as a whole in terms of utilizing AI? Is it going to just become completely commonplace across the whole industry?
Yeah, so again, think business productivity and applications in general. So when we're talking about information systems, in general, those information systems will all be enhanced with artificial intelligence. So these types of scenarios that I'm talking about right now, they sound far out, but in the future, they're just going to be commonplace. So what'll happen in finance applications or any other applications is people will come to expect this more advanced capability, just like you do today with all of your software applications, your ability to search for anything you can imagine on the internet, the ability to ask Alexa for things. You have you'll have all of those capabilities built into your software application. And so what that means for the industry itself is that you either get on board or you get left behind,
Right.
Because think about it, if you have some archaic system, even without AI, before artificial intelligence, your system's dated and archaic. People are going to look for what they know should be easy to use and powerful enough to satisfy their requirements. No difference with AI. So AI is going to give you a tremendous amount of business productivity. It's also going to change your ability to make decisions. So we talked about the two camps. You've got generative AI, and then you have predict AI associated with predictions. So predictive analytics is already bringing a tremendous amount of power to regular people, and so it will just kind of level the playing field for technical abilities, because now you aren't inhibited by the software. Because the software is just a natural extension, let's say, of your language, because of all of the, it doesn't mean that the software is less sophisticated. In fact, it's more sophisticated. And there's a another thing that's changing about software is there's another development paradigm. It's not just software development where somebody writes a program. There's actual machine learning and training involved. So you're training the machine, or the model on how to correctly answer particular questions, how to correctly generate, in our case, metadata or, different documentation, or to leverage its predictive analytics in conjunction with artificial intelligence and, let's say, or sorry, generative AI. And so let's say you want to generate a more effective call script for your artificial intelligence-based collections and call center application to leverage to make your collections process more seamless without people, And so it can monitor over time trends in what seems to be more effective as a collections mechanism or a collections vehicle via text, via email, via direct phone call with an artificial intelligence voice prompt, and actually take those into consideration and modify your collection process around that. So I know
you recently, Nathan, did a webinar through billing platform through our Bright Talk series. So can you talk a little bit about what you reviewed on the webinar? So that I know that would be just a great way for the people that are listening to the podcast to go sort of see some AI in action, so to speak, via the billing platform application.
So what we demoed was the natural language search and reporting tool that we put out, which allows you to speak your commands. And if you watch the video, you can even mistype your request, because I'm the king of bad spelling.
That's me too. I'm always transposing letters. So that's great to know.
So, you know, like our Copilot that is our next project, this is allowing you to just ask for the information that you want in your own language, and then get those results back immediately. And so they can either come in the form of records that you can click on, and it'll navigate you straight to that area of the app and look at that record in detail. Or you can get like trending data, and it has some lightweight visualization components to it, where you can pivot the data, create some charts and graphs, and, you know, and that kind of thing. But built in, and then it understands the data model. It doesn't understand your data. So you're not at risk of unleashing the artificial intelligence or worrying about exposing your data to an AI model. It has nothing to do with that. Its only responsibility is to translate your spoken language into query language known as SQL, leveraging our table structure, which is running underneath of everything that's in the application. So that's where all of your data is held, in those tables. So it's been trained on understanding the relationships between the different tables and all of the columns and data elements associated with that, with our billing platform data model. And so it knows how to answer questions for you without you having to do anything.
That's amazing. So if everybody wants to go check that out, they can go to the natural language reporting webinar, which we have available on our website. So I think everybody should go, because it's a great way to actually sort of see AI in action, so to speak, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I get ready, because it's all around you already, and it's just going to get more prolific as things progress. And just like today, we have not only rapid and more changes happening in the world, and also predominantly in software and technology, it's accelerating. So that change is happening at an accelerated rate, and it's only going to happen faster and bigger changes more and more with artificial intelligence, because it's just that powerful.
It's super exciting, and it's great to be in sort of with the trends and understanding what's happening, so you can be on the lookout for things that are going to make your life and your business, you know, increase productivity, grow your business, things like that.
Literally, you're going to be able to just use your imagination to kind of think of scenarios that would just enhance your day-to-day business, make your operations run smoother. All of those options will be much more available to you without kind of the overhead of orchestrating up an entire initiative or project around things like that.
This is super exciting. Nathan, it's been so great visiting with you today and getting all your perspectives on this. It's fascinating. I want to thank you for being a two-time guest to the Revenue Podcast. I greatly appreciate it, as always. And we look forward to when you're able to come back and visit with us next time.
Excellent. Well, happy to be here. And thank you.
Thanks, Nathan. Make sure you visit our billing platform social media pages or our business website at www.billingplatform.com, and check out our first series of podcasts. We've got podcasts all the way running back into 2023 and our latest podcasts in 2024. You don't want to miss an episode. We will be back next quarter with new topics, new insights, and of course, new perspectives on all things revenue. Thanks for listening and for having your cup of coffee, tea, or whatever makes you happy with us. Cheers.